Is this thing on? Oh, I think it is. Oh, okay. Welcome to the first annual Team Building Exercise Awards Gala. I'm your host, Georgie the Goblin. As you can see, we have a bunch of celebrities walking down the red carpet tonight. Hey there, Sergeant Hallett. Sarge, can we get a word? No? Oh, okay. Anyway, here are co-hosts helping me out tonight, Rob and Jack from the Dead Zone Podcast, Coach from the Family of Gamers 777, and the new Third Sphere Warpath Podcast. Okay, guys, I think it's time we start, but what do I know?
Thank you for that introduction, Georgie. Yes, this is the Team Building Exercise Speckletacular Season 1 Finale. I'm Rob.
And I'm Jack.
And I'm Coach!
All right, thank you, everyone. Thank you. All right, settle down. Guys, settle down. They don't listen, but what do I know? Come on, guys, we're trying to start the show. All right, this first segment will be all the lists the guys have decided to remake. First up is Jack. I wonder what list he'll be doing. I hope it's Marauders.
Why, thank you all. This is a very special occasion. It's a hallmark. It marks a very big and important step in the team building exercise show, and it's my pleasure to be here. Thank you. That's a little gravitas. I'm touched. This is a thing. Let me have my moment.
We're gonna start playing you off with the music soon.
Oh dear, we don't want that. Okay, now for the list I chose to remake. Now we all probably have different reasons why we chose the list we have for this evening, and why what it was that we thought we could do better, or what. But I think mine, the writing's on the wall. Which list I had to do. One of my lists, I didn't take the format seriously. I may have used my power to make a statement about a certain faction that I don't care for. So I'm going to right that wrong and return the sanctity of this podcast. So on to my list. I think we all know which list I'm going to do. So to start, I'm starting with the Pathfinder Sergeant.
What?
I'm redoing the Enforcers because I think I did a kind of a stunt list. And I think I owed it to the people at home to do a list that would be more competitive than me seeing a loophole in the splat of a particular leader and making a list around it just for the LARFs. So, Pathfinder Sergeant, we all know him, we all love him. I gave him a energy gauntlet because I had some extra points. But Recon 3 Plus is nice. He's got the target acquisition. Tactician 1, 1, 2, 3 Pathfinders. One of the best troops in the game for the price. Follow that up with 2 Enforcers that have Defender Shields and Combat Shotguns.
Combat Shotguns, that's in the game?
That is in the game. It's only 1 point. It's got knockback, and I figure they would be able to keep anything at bay to get keep the ghoulies and the ghosties away from the Pathfinders. And another stock Enforcer, so that would be 3 Enforcers. Then a Enforcer jet bike that I gave the burst laser to for an additional 4 points because I wanted suppression. And last but not least, an Enforcer Strider, the Flamer Chainsaw variant. That gives me 199 points when you follow along at home.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a new Enforcer list for you.
And that is a new Enforcer list, a better, more well-rounded, thought-out list than the stunt list I had done based around the mobile infantry splat.
I thought the other list was great, but I could see if you wanted to do a different version.
Yes, one a more reasonable version. So, yes, that is that.
Wow.
So, Rob, what list and why did you decide that you thought you need to redo? A little get the eraser. That's why pencils have erasers.
Yep. And I did choose a list that I first time around, I made a clown shoes list for. And I decided I got to rectify that because it was just a ridiculous list. And that was for the plague. My plague horde was not only rude, but just against the whole morals of this game.
Now, wait a minute. So you're telling me that all the other lists were fine, but you waited till the last list that you had to fix. Is that where we're at right now? Is that what I'm called to understand? Is that it?
Yeah, all my other lists were perfect, obviously.
Oh, but I got you. All right. I just want to put it out there for the fans, you know, that they every list was perfect until Rob got to the plague. I got you.
I still think that's a dynamite list.
Well, it's just not right. But I was going to do Rebs, but then I was like, nah, if I do redo Rebs, it'll just end up being the exact same list as Coaches. And even this plague list is similar to Coach's plague list, but with a few differences. And I started with a stage 1A, best model in the game. He's my leader.
Getting there. Yep. That's arguably the best.
And for my troops, I decided on four stage 2As. So four of those guys. So I went with the rampaging horde here. And then for specialists, because I like them and I think it's hilarious, I did two aberrations.
Whoa.
Because I would like to see someone try to deal with two aberrations on the board, and also a plague swarm, because plague swarm's, once again, really good specialist.
And you know, you think about it, you're going to take two of those aberrations. One's dying because he's going to draw all the fire, and then the other one's just going to wreak havoc.
Yeah, especially with the stage 1A, maybe given some mutations. So this is definitely a punchy list, since none of these models have a shoot stat, and right. 90% of them have rampage.
Yeah, it's a rampage list too.
But they all of them save on fours, all the rampage guys. So you got a good save. The only one that saves on five is a plague swarm. So, but I think it'll be fun. I do like the heavy combat plague lists. I feel that's more the plague style, maybe. Because their shooting is, unless you're just suppressing or using like mortars or grenade launchers, you're not going to be hitting much. So, and I don't like stage threes. I'm really pretty anti stage three. I don't think I've ever made a list with a stage three in it.
We all agree on that the stage threes are just garbage.
Yeah,
yeah, they're no Veerman, but they're not.
They are filler. That's it.
Yeah, let's not do that.
So there you go. That was my that's my redone list, the plague, because having 20 zombies and 10 dogs in a list is just rude. So, Coach, what was your decision on what to redo?
Well, you know, I've been very harsh on this particular faction that I wanted to go over. So I sat down, I put my smoking jacket on, I lit my pipe, I had a small bottle of ale, and I opened the book to the Veerman. And then I looked how crappy they were, and I said, there's no way I can make them better. So I decided to do the Marauders.
Nice.
Because the Marauder list, I think, that I did last time, I didn't really give it its due. So I think I made a better list this time. And I'm a lot happier with it. And I've been on the receiving end of it. So, you know, here we go. All right. So we're going to start off with that dirty, dirty, dirty commando captain. The 22.2 frickin' victory points in Tactician 2. I mean, he's got a 4-up survive. If he can't shoot a fight, he just stands there and helps the troops out. Then I'm going to take 5 commandos, because they are just, for 12 points, a survive of 4, shoot of 5. They're like better than the plague, and they get stuff done, man. They, you know, they can hold objectives, and they're survivable for a 4-up, no armor. So that's pretty good. Not one. Not two, but three more beasts, okay? You got to take more beasts. But I think last time I took a whole slew of more beasts. And this time I thought, you know, three would be good because I want to take a little bit more command, like get some shooting in there and just pepper guys down with that. Then we go to the specialists. I went with two Ripper Rainmakers. Last time I took two Ripper Rainmakers, but I thought this time I was trying to change it. I was going to switch them out for the other suit,
Mauler?
Yeah, the Mauler. So I figured, let me just take two Rainmakers because I really like them. And then this was a dirty thing. I've been on the receiving end of this. You take the Hulk, but you put a Holocide on him. Because with that freaking cannon, AP5, even though it's heavy, you put a Holocide on it, you get to a second level, with Hollow Sight and Weight of Fire. It's just terrible, man. It's terrible on the receiving end of that. So that's about 198, 2 points. You know, you figure, I'll just give somebody ammo because that's all I can do. So I give the Hulk ammo. So Hollow Sight, ammo, and Weight of Fire. It's just that first shot is just wicked. So that comes out to 200 on the nose, sans Rebel Snipers. So what do you think?
Okay. Yeah, that's pretty kick-ass.
Yeah. Now, I will say, I will give credit to my boy and Jack's favorite follicle-induced young man that we have on our roster here. He runs very similar to this, maybe one or two things different, but this is, I've been on the receiving end of this and it's really brutal. So, you know, this is all shouts and praise goes out to E-Rock for this one.
Yeah, I do love Rainmakers, and with that Hulk, that's like such a good idea. He's kicking butt.
With the Hollow Sight, it's just stupid.
Yeah, that sounds pretty good.
Yeah.
So there you go. I think we righted some wrongs there.
I believe so.
All of us fix some lists that were missing. I think, like, we all agree that all of our rest of our lists were perfect. We didn't need to fix anything else on any of the other ones.
Well, I mean, we couldn't fix the Veerman, so we just all decided to not do it again anyway. So let's not revisit the Veerman.
Well, there's no point. We'll do, when they fix the Veerman in when they eventually fix them, which is obviously coming. We'll add that to next season, or hopefully next season. It better get done by then. But, yeah, we'll do the Veerman again. I feeling that they'll be coming back up to review once they get fixed. We'll make some new lists.
I think so. I think them and the Forge Fathers need a real overhaul.
Well, I think the Forge Fathers are pretty tough as is, but
yeah, just a little point adjustment. That's all I'm saying. Just minor. I'm not saying, you know, 2 point rockers, but something. Yeah. So they need a little help. When everybody's taking 11 to 15 models and you can only squeeze out 8, it's tough.
Yeah. They're an elite list.
Yeah.
Well, we'll see how many Forge Fathers make it into the best of lists.
That's true. Yeah. When we get to that section, we'll see.
Oh, geez, guys. That's your redone lists? Well, I guess that'll do, but what do I know? I would have done Marauders. Oh man, that was a good roll.
Hey Georgie, what are you watching?
Oh, I'm just watching a video on Family of Gamer 777 on YouTube.
What kind of videos are on their channel?
They have hobby videos, live streams, Dead Zone and Warpath battle reports, and tons of other great stuff.
Oh cool, I have to check them out.
Remember, that's Family of Gamer 777 on YouTube, the hub for all things miniature wargaming.
So Georgie, what's your favorite video on their channel?
I love them all so much. To pick just one, what do I know? Before we get back to team building exercise, I'd like to sing a song. Time married a Hulk, went the distance, now I'm a goblin sniper, just a goblin with the 6 up to survive. So many times it happens too fast, you trade your sniper for a bomber. Can't lose my grip on the dreams of the Hulk, I'm a must fight just to keep her alive. Yeah, it's the eye of the goblin. It's the thrill of Dead Zone rising up to the challenge of a 7 fight. And the last known survivor of all the goblins, he lives because he has the eye of the goblin. Face to face with a Teraton, teleporting with one armor. That's not fair, still we take to this zone for the kill with the shoot on a 5. It's the eye of the goblin, it's the thrill of Dead Zone rising up to the challenge of a 7 fight. And the last known survivor of all of the goblins, he lives because he has the eye of the goblin. Rising up, straight to the top. Sniper scope, but it's heavy. Tried to sprint, now I cannot shoot. Just a goblin with the 6 up to survive. It's the eye of the goblin, it's the thrill of Dead Zone. Rising up to the challenge of a 7 fight. And the last known survivor of all of the goblins, he lives because he has the eye of the goblin. 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 Oh, thank you. I love you guys. Oh, you're gonna make me cry. Thanks, guys, but now we gotta get back to these schmoes' lists. We made a fantasy build where they can use troops from any faction. Let's see how they did.
All right. What's up? Coach here, my two best buds, Jack and Rob, and we are playing. You guys play fantasy football out there, right? Well, we ain't playing no fantasy football here, or, you know, like you guys from other countries call it soccer. But we call it football. We are playing Fantasy Dead Zone here. And what we are doing is there are no factions right now. Correct, boys? No factions.
Right. No.
Nothing. We have opened the borders and we are letting in everybody. Anybody wants to play, come on out and be part of the list. So as customary, because
Rob won't let us do anything different.
Jack. We'll have to go first with his amazing Fantasy Dead Zone list. Hit him,
that
Jack.
That is correct. Yes. We're going to break down some walls. We're going to be inclusive. It's going to be it's going to look like a Benetton ad. Okay.
Hold on. I got to check my calendar for that one.
Oh, little dated?
Homie, don't play that.
Okay. Well, in living color reference for all you kids at home. All you millennials
alive when Living Color was out.
For those playing along at home, we have some dated material that we've been holding on to.
Yes, some quality material from the mid 90s.
Okay, Jack, okay. What's your list?
My list.
There he is, the Taskmaster. Go ahead, hurry up, Jack. Before you get in trouble, Jack, hurry up.
My list. I'm starting with for my leader. I think. Obviously, everything's going to be the best of the best that I think it is. But this one, I'm pretty sure most people will be going with. Although, you know what? Rob was just talking smack. Maybe he might be going with the stage 1A. He was flating that Plague Lord pretty hard. So maybe I'm not going to make a bold statement, but okay. So my leader, the commando captain.
Oh, you really?
He's got tactical. I'm doing my list, coach.
But you're putting an orc on the list? I'm very surprised.
I'm disappointed, frankly.
But how could you not? How could you not?
I agree.
How can I be disappointed? It's quite hard.
But I will say, the reason I was able to use this particular leader is because Rob said something that was it was like a beam of light coming through clouds, striking a golden idol on a pedestal. He said, "Commando Captain, that doesn't say Orc Commando. It doesn't say Orc Captain. So that could be a goblin."
So you're going to model a goblin as a commando captain?
You know what? If I had to, don't back me into the corner.
Nobody back Jack into the corner.
No. Let me have my sandwich and my commando captain. So tactical genius is such a skeezy, greasy splat. But you know what? I'm not pulling punches into this list. This is, you ask for the best, you're getting the best.
And it's so dirty, that rule. Just
dirty.
Dirty.
It beats the Hysterian one. It's very similar, but it's greasy. Recon 3+, that's nice. And Tactician 2 for 22 points.
Oh, that's so stupid.
Yeah, he's way too cheap. That's something that needs to be fixed. You're worried about the Forge Brothers being too expensive. The Marauders are way too cheap.
I'll give you the 22 points. But when you kill them, you only get 2 victory points. It's so unsatisfying to kill them. It's not even worth going after them.
Yeah. Other than he's going to screw you over. Well, he screws you over even if he's dead, though. So it doesn't
matter. Yeah. The only one thing, you know, a 4-up survive, you put a bunch of fire into him, you can kill him. But he's not that survivable. But still, he's just
going to be hiding anyways.
I just, you know, I don't really play the Marauders, and I can't stand the commando captain.
Yeah. And his goblin-y visage, his goblin face sneering at you the whole time. Yeah.
Yes.
Terrible. So for my troops, moving on to my troops, I did one mob beast and
this is a fantasy list, Jack, not a Marauder list.
But that is true. I'm not making the second item in. It might sound like I made a mistake. Yeah. So one mob beast, and after him, one stage 3D.
Oh, there you go.
So a hellhound and a mob beast.
Yeah, you just wanted those two in the army together, right?
That's all. That you know me very well. That's for me. That's for me. Those two guys
running together.
I could see like Jack coming down the street with two leashes and a hellhound and a mob beast, just, you know, and it's like, oh, you two get along, all right, and let him go in the dog park, and they start tearing up all the chihuahuas and whatnot.
I want somebody to be able to animate that, because that's hilarious.
Jack dog walking,
picking up a big steel turd from the mob beast. Okay, well, you gotta bend and scoop. So those two troops were just for me, and 12 for the mob beast, 6 for the stage 3D. I had that much to spare. Mm. Following that up, it is 3 Khaleesi.
Whoa!
That's for 15 points, in my mind, the best troop in the game.
Yep, unsurprising.
Pathfinders come a close second. But I think the Khaleesi eke their way in, especially in a list where you got to have hand-to-hand plus shooting. Like, yeah, the Khaleesi, I'm going to go on a limb and say Khaleesi made it onto some other lists. They're, I think, a must-have. So that's my troops. That's one Mob Beast, one Hellhound, 3 Khaleesi.
That's 5 troops.
5. So on to the specialists. My first specialist is a Asterion drone with the pulse bombard for an additional 18 points, making a 30 point model, but with indirect 4. I think that reaches up, touches someone. Young Rob Harper, he He basically uses those to dominate. There's no question he's not afraid or ashamed, actually. And quite frankly, there should be a bit of shame, a little
bit. No, I am ashamed. I've retired that list against you, Jack, but I will be bringing it to Adepticon to beat up on Coach with.
Oh, talking smack now. Wow.
What I will do is I will refrain until after Adepticon to tell you how to beat that.
Well, I think there's only one way to find out now. That it's going to be a gladiatorial combat. Rob versus Coach, Asterians versus God knows what in a – well, when we're doing our coverage at Adepticon, I'm sure the fans at home will be getting a little glimpse into that kind of carnal, visceral
– Carnal? Anyways, what's your next specialist?
I suspect to the music that when Kirk's fighting the Gorn will be playing as the two of you are locked in some sort of grapple.
Right. It'll be that music, but it'll be Jim Carrey doing it from The Cable Guy.
Yeah, that's right.
As you're smashing someone's face against the mirror in a washroom?
Yes.
Perfect.
Well, that might be true, so we'll have to see what happens.
Yeah, but that's because they deserve it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so after the pulse bombard drone with the indirect four, I went with a Ripper Rainmaker.
Oh, nice choice.
Another orc. He hates the orcs and he keeps putting them in.
It's because he's secretly in love with them.
Mm.
Rob once said, and it was like a ray of sunshine coming between two clouds, hitting a golden idol. He said it says Ripper and Rainmaker. Doesn't say an orc Ripper. Doesn't say an orc Rainmaker. No, he didn't say that. But now, you can't.
Anytime
pass it up.
Doesn't say orc, it's you assume it's not an orc.
So if
it's
I take
a goblin in an orc suit,
if I take a Brocker, it's not a dwarf.
If you don't want it to be,
if you want it to be, like I'm not gonna impose gender on someone, or you know, hey, we're all just humans here. We're breaking down walls.
Well, we're all just goblins here.
We're not all humans here, so, but go ahead.
I don't see race. That's just...
unless they're orcs.
Dirty, filthy, jowled monsters. Okay, yeah. So the Ripper Rainmaker. It's got the Hue Beamer with the AP3, so now I'm starting to get some AP in there. It's got the Rocket Salvo, Indirect 3. Nice. And size 3, that's some additional hit points right there. Solid pick. 22 points.
And that solid is the worst. The worst. Yep. You hit him with something. You should blow him off the side or smack him into the side of the building. They don't move. And they're freaking 22 points.
Yeah, but if you do that to a Strider, don't they fall over?
Yes. They get pinned.
But not a Ripper.
Don't get me started.
But they are size 3, so I can understand. They've got a good stance going. They're pretty.
Striders are size 4.
They got a wide stance, like a Republican senator.
Are they like sumo wrestlers? They have that good low center of gravity and whatnot?
Yes. Because it looks like a big, big frame, but actually, on the interior, it's just a goblin in one of the feet, just in one of the legs, controlling
nice
it.
Nice and low, so yeah.
He's real low. He gets low. Okay, so that's my second. That is my second specialist. My third specialist, a Forge Guard with the missile launcher on the hard point.
Good for you. Good for you, Jack.
That's AP5. That is going to deal with any of the tomfoolery and hijinks of a Strider or anything that's going on, but they've got life support, armor too. They're for 38 points. It's well worth it to have one in there.
Yeah,
38 points for a Forge Guard in a list where you can throw in some real cheap stuff like the Khaleeshi and the Maw Beast and stuff. 38 points,
and don't forget the Forge Hammer AP1.
You know what? It's not something you overlook when I don't want him to get into combat,
right?
Hand to hand, but if he has to, AP, that's the same as a stage 1A.
You know what? Too, like, you don't want him to get into combat, but like if you get those those pesky stage ones in the right place, or stage two, the stage twos running up there, something, you know, something really bad, that armor two and the forge hammer. If you could beat them with the number of dice, throw them into a wall. That's just, it's just fantastic. It's, you know, I agree, man. I love the forge guard.
They are. And for 38 points, I know it's a little more pricey than some of the other, like I could have got another Ripper Rainmaker, but the Forge Guard is just so survivable.
Yeah.
So, and last but not least, I took a vehicle, the gun track with the heavy mortar.
Christ.
12 points.
Goblin gun track.
It's a size 4.
Range. I think you broke, Coach.
Range 10. Indirect 4 for 25 points. It is a. If it wasn't for the heavy, it does have heavy, but I think it gets balanced out with the additional size and the point cost. It's 25 points, and it's a basically a pulse bombard drone, but cheaper, and it's a vehicle, so you're not having to do a 1-for-1 in the troop tax. So I couldn't pass it up.
But then again, it's heavy. But where are you gonna go? Once it's set.
You're just gonna sit there, and it's got a range 10. It's gonna hit anything on a regular board, anyways.
Yeah, that's the thing. On a larger mat, that's gonna be an issue. But on the standard game size, that's a five points less expensive, better version of the drone.
Yeah.
So that is 200 points on the nuts.
That's a pretty crazy list. It's Marauder heavy. I think I see some we're going to have to change our motto of no orcs. We have to our door to our clubhouse is going to, we have to going to take that sign down. But it's a pretty solid list.
It says no orcs, but that just means it can only be one orc at a time.
Oh, I see.
And,
well, that's all right. You had all goblins, so it's all good.
All good.
Well, to be honest, Rob, I think the Ripper is actually an orc. I will cop to that. I believe that is
maybe, but it's a Hulk.
Other than that,
well, there you
so
go.
So that is my list. I think it speaks to the fact that I think the Marauders are extremely cheap.
Yeah,
but I also think. Once you're each faction having their specific what they're strong and what they're weak at, and once you erase that, you can pick and choose and really, really mix it up. But
excellent,
yeah, pretty good.
Okay, is it my turn then?
That's the way we do it.
Well, you're supposed to throw it to me. You didn't throw it to me. I had nothing to catch there, Jack.
Again, I fell down there. That is my mistake, and I will rectify that right now. Yeah, and the gun track, you know, 25 points, very cheap. Anyways, Rob, what do you have on your list? Please enlighten us with your dulcet tones and your wisdom.
Thank you for throwing to me so excellently.
Oh,
I'm leaving that all in, by the way. I started with a leader. And that leader is the commando captain, because he's evil, and he's a good leader too. He's an all around leader. You don't have to have commandos in your army. You don't have to have plague in your army. He's a good all arounder that steals things, and anybody can use him. So it's,
yep.
So yeah, like everything Jack said about him, 22 points, ridiculously cheap. And so yeah, so everything Jack said about him. And my next, for my troops, two of my troops are Khaleesi. Once again, must-haves. They are, I would say, well, we'll find out later if they're my favorite troop, but they are up there for my favorite troop. But I do love them. 2-3 speed, that's important. And with them, two other troops I have are two Pathfinders, because I might as well have both. And these two Pathfinders I did give shields to. So both these Pathfinders are, they're TAG rifle and a shield. So they're kind of like mobile snipers with extra armor. So 20 points now with the shield, but still, you want some good shooters. These are the most cost-effective shooters, I think, on the enforcers, at least, especially for troops. And I got some more troops because I had extra points. So I had 12 extra points. What does that equal? That equals 2 Hellhounds because everybody needs dogs in their army, right, Jack?
That is correct. That is any list without dogs is forfeit. That was the rule.
Coach may have not got that memo, but we'll find out. Yeah. And once again, 2-3 movement for Hellhounds. They tie people up really nicely. So if you got somebody you don't want shooting at you, you run these Hellhounds into them, at least stops them for a few rounds. So that was my troops. So I do have quite a few troops because I find these are some of these troops. You don't need specialists. But I did get some specialists, and I did take 2, not 1, but 2 Pulse Bombard drones because Jack knows I love my Pulse Bombards.
Yeah.
Expensive. They are 30 points, but man, they can mess someone up the first couple rounds. After that, they're kind of done.
Or they can miss completely, so.
No, maybe, but it's hard to miss a deployment zone. And amongst the other specialists I like, I did add a plague. I do have a plague in my army. It is the Plague Swarm. I did put him in my plague list that I just redid. Because he does have agile, which is good, gives it extra movement. He's got tough, and unfortunately he's not fast anymore. He used to be fast in version 1, but he does have a 3+ fight. So if you want a fighty guy, this is the one you go for.
Actually, Rob, he wasn't fast. He was agile.
Yeah, he's still agile, but he's
he's not as fast, just agile.
Yeah, that's right. Now he climbs better. He just doesn't move as far.
Right.
He's cheaper than I
considered him as well. He's a pretty solid troop for 20 points.
Yeah. And I believe he's cheaper than the Terraton. I would have taken a Plague Terraton, but I couldn't fit him into the list. And my last specialist to equal 200 points, I took 15 Reb Snipers. No, I took 1 Reb Sniper because they're cute and they're 16 points. So might as well throw in a sniper for 16 points without heavy. Do I have to bang on this drum anymore? They don't have heavy people.
They don't have heavy.
And see, that is and my... see yeah, the Rebel Sniper, Rob's a fan of the strong female protagonist. I think that's just for him.
Well, that's the female sniper is the leader. So they don't have a Rebel Sniper yet as a model. So you can have female, you can have male. Don't be sexist, Jack.
Or you could have a Saphir. As a sniper.
That's true. Yeah, for sure. I think the Rebs need to have more variety. Less humans, more variety.
Mm.
So that's my 200 points. The only extra things I added were those 2 shields because, you gotta have shields in your army.
Right.
They're awesome. Yep. So that's my list. Nice, quick, and easy. Most of it's the same as Jack's. I think there's only a few differences, but, I think we're seeing a theme progressing here. Coach, can you continue this theme? Please tell us what did you pick.
Well, I would like to say thank you, and I appreciate you throwing it to me so eloquently. I do appreciate when that happens. So taking the leader, which we all know, let's make it tree for tree. We take the commando captain because it's so freaking stupid not to. Because it just, you know, we already went over it with Jack's list, but, you know, it's just – if the rules committee is listening, just – It's stupid. All right. So now in my troops on the leash, I will have a Khaleeshi and he will have a leash, 2 leashes with a Morbeast and a Hellhound running up the field.
Nice. No way.
Yeah. Well, listen, running up the field at 2-3 together, the Khaleeshi could keep up with them. So that's 1 each of the Khaleeshi, Morbeast, Hellhound. Then I would take 2, not 1, but 2 Pathfinders because come on. Are you kidding me? Are you, come on. All right. So now here's where the separation goes. I a little bit of Jack. I got a little bit of Rob sprinkled in with a topping of Coach. Oh, that's a terrible visual. But anyway,
I was picturing Sunday. So I don't know. I was looking at desserts in my mind's eye. I don't know what you were thinking about, Coach, but,
I just want to know that I'm the, ooey gooey creamy goodness on top. So that's all that matters. Oh. So anyway, starting off, ready, Jack? Here we go. My specialist, first specialist, taking a stage 3A specialist with an HMG. Because for whatever reason, I don't care that they shoot on 5s, them suckers are always causing damage and suppressing people.
Yeah.
It's just the way it is. All right. Coming in hot, number 2 specialist, I will go with my Saphir Lancer. because they are just so good. Four up shoot. They have a survival of five, which is pretty good for a Reb. And that AP two, that's, you know, there's your AP killer right there, killing whatever, right? My third one, the Rebel Terraton. Got to take a Terraton. It's stupidly, stupidly good. All right. So he's moving. If you sprint him, he is moving at a three through windows, through anything, getting through doors, going straight up, straight down. Doesn't matter. That teleportability is incredible. You throw a move dice on him, you got a size three model moving at four cubes.
Yep.
And he's got armor one and tough. So
he is a Veerman killer. He's wiping out dogs. He's wiping out those kind of things. He clears out the chaff. That's for sure. That guy.
Well, basically anything you pick is a Veerman killer. But anyway, the thing is though, they have a six shoot, but I did go over it with the rules committee that the grenade launcher and the flamer, even though it's one use only, it's a four up to hit because you're already automatically hitting. So I still don't get that, but I'm going to use it, and it's good, even though it's only one use. But by that point, you're in combat anyway.
Yeah, you're combat bleeding it up at that point.
Yeah, you know, and the combat blades are good. You know, they're fighting on four pluses, and they're size three, so chances are they're bigger. You know, you're going to get that extra dice in there. So next guy, I took the Ripper Rainmaker because of the Swiss Army knife aspect of him. Because it's only 22 frickin' points for all the stuff that he gets.
Mm-hmm.
Even though with the rocket salvo, I was thinking of taking the pulse bombard and all that stuff. But, you know, the rocket salvo, he's got it anyway. You might as well use it, you know, at the very beginning for that. And then you have all the other stuff to kind of take up the slack when that's done. So, you know, the Ripper Rainmaker. And then last but not least, I went with a Forge Guard because they're just one of the best units in the game also. You know, arguably you can go back and forth, you know, and this, that. They're a little overpriced, but for what you're getting some pretty good stuff in there. The Savage, the Forge Hammer, the Rifle, which is both AP1, and my favorite thing, Armor 2, Life Support. And I don't know if you guys know, Life Support kicks in the second they get a wound. It's not like a special action. Mm-hmm. So, you know, oh, I wounded you. No, you didn't. So, you know, it's good. But the 1-1 is tough, man. That's tough. But
yeah, they're always a little slow.
Yeah, they always. I play a lot of Forge Fathers. I love the Forge Guard. They've never let me down. You know, they have died, but before they go, they do a lot of damage before they go. So, yeah. And that's list at 199. And this is Sans Rebel Sniper.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
A little disappointed there's no Rebel Sniper, but.
You know, I love the Rebel Sniper, but if I had my pick, there is stuff better than it. They just die too quick, man.
You know? Well, you got other targets in that list, though.
Yeah. But yeah, this is, I don't know, I like to maybe do a battle report with this list. It's actually it sounds pretty fun.
You mixed it up. You mixed it up. And the Terraton is a big, a strong contender. Like that's a good pull. Like The Plague or the regular Terraton, they're formidable.
Yeah. And you know, you got the, like I said, Khaleesi Morbius Hellhound moving 2-3. So is the Rebel Terraton.
Yep.
He can move up three with the, you know, you could sprint up with the teleport and sprint. He'll get up to 3-2. So you got those four combat monster beasts coming at you really quick. I like that visual.
It's something that when you're playing the Forge Guard and you have that guy moving slow in a Forge Father list, it's you don't have something really that can get up there and take the, you know, really engage early on. But in a mixed list like this, they'll run up there. They'll start engaging. That Forge Guard can take his time. He can move. He can do whatever he needs to. And you're not feeling like, oh, you know, your opponent's getting all these moves, and you know you can't let it unfold for him.
Right. And then that could be the guy that just sits on the objective to get you those points for the objective. If it's an objective mission,
he's hard to move.
Yeah.
Well, I think we all made some very similar lists, but also very cool lists.
those were some pretty good lists, guys. Not enough marauders. Except you, Jack. I like you. You're a friend to this goblin. Now a commercial. We'll be back for more team building fun.
Quiet down, boys. I'm trying to listen to Dead Zone, the podcast. Oh, hi. I didn't see you there. My name is Hiroku, and I'm your friendly neighborhood Blake Lord. Why, yes, I do enjoy listening to Dead Zone, the podcast, at deadzonegame.podbean.com. Even if it is hosted by two pathetic humans destined to be part of our glorious plague. Was that gunfire? Damned enforcers are always interrupting my podcast time. Don't forget to go to deadzonegame.podbean.com for all your Dead Zone listening pleasure. Now, to destroy these damnable enforcers.
Alright, now it's time for what everyone has been waiting for. It's the first annual Team Building Exercise Awards!
And welcome back to Team Building Exercise, our end of the year review. We just finished up with the Fantasy Football Escalists. And, we learned some things. We did a good job, and you know it, and I know it. So let's all bask in that. But now it's time to do something special. And to do that, to bring usher that in, I'm going to let Georgie take over and enjoy.
First category we'll be covering is Best Leader. Like, there's any choice.
Thank you, Georgie the Goblin. That was a wonderful introduction. And hopefully you're getting paid handsomely for your hard work. My first nominee for leader, I'm not going with just the cheap commando captain. He's an orc. I will pass on his stats. I will pass on his cheap 22 points. For me, the best leader in the game, stage 1A. Look at him. I'm nominating the stage 1A. Best looking model, I think, in the game. I'm a fan of the Sorak. I'm a fan of the Teraton. I'm a fan of some of the others. But for my money, the best looking Mantic model and a damn good general and a damn good all around troop is Stage 1A. What about you, Rob?
Well, Jack, Stealer of Thunder. That is your official name. Because I, too, have chose the Plague Lord as my favorite general. He is he's a beauty to look at. He's a monster on the field, literally and figuratively. And, he is what I chose. He might not have the best stats. He might be a little expensive. And he is slow as dirt. But he is a beauty. And for all the same reasons Jack said, he's a great-looking model. So, Coach, have you chose something different, hopefully, to make this more interesting?
I would agree with everything my two compatriots said. I agree with you. I love that Stage 1 model, and his rules are good. You know, he's just a little slow, but he is fantastic. And for the same reason, that's why I picked the Forge Guard Hurskarl. Reason being is this. For all the negativity that the Forge Guard have, the Forge Guard Hurskarl doesn't. He has a 1-2 move, Tactician 2, life support, all that good stuff. Shoots on a 3, fights on a 4, saves on a 4, Recon 4+, and his Army Special Rule is actually really good because all you got to do is use a splat, and it reduces the AP of any weapon. If you have 2 splats, you can actually stack them. So, and painted up-wise, I've painted 4 of them. And every single one that I've painted, I've done differently, and I just love the model. He's kind of shoving the he has a different pose than all the other Forge Guard with his hammer sticking out front and everything. So, and he also comes with standard the Hailstorm rifle, which is just one of the best weapons in the game as far as just the basic troop weapon. So that's my thing. But I would have picked definitely it was tied between the 1A and the Forge Guard Horse Car.
I do think that that's a very big, very strong leader choice. Like even just as in a best of list, that's a very good, a little pricey, but a damn fine choice.
And I'm proud to say none of us chose the commando captain. That was, I'm glad that he got shut out. Although now we have to see who the actual winner is. Georgie, please announce, open that envelope. Please announce for us who the actual winner is. And if it's the commando captain, we might have to fire you.
Oh, guys, I think you forgot about the best leader there is. The envelope, please. All right, thank you. All right. Yep, just as I thought, the best overall leader is the commando captain from the Marauders. Congratulations. Next up, we have the best troop. There aren't any goblin troops, so we'll see who the second best troops are. Take it away, Jack.
Yeah, that was disappointing. That was highly disappointing. But I'm just going to carry on because I'm a professional. So for favorite troop, this is going to be wildly different than the best. Obviously, that's why we're doing this segment, or else we would have just said, hey, look at our lists, Dip.
Oh, no.
You can see what we thought were the best. Mm-hmm. My favorite troop, the Hellhound, Stage 3D. in my mind, I love them. I love them. They're not going to be shooting the best. They're not going to be fighting the best. They're not going to be saving the best. But I love them. For 6 points, they're a bit of a formidable troop. You can keep your Kalishi. You can keep your Pathfinders. You can keep your Obi-Wan Kenobis. Hellhound.
Hellhound.
So, yes. I can say, Jack, you didn't steal my thunder this time because the Hellhound, as it is cute, it is a dog. I did choose the one troop that when they first came out, I said, these are stupid. And I think they look stupid, and I refuse to use them. But the Kalishi have changed my mind. I put bodysuits on mine instead of having them naked, and they turned my mind around. I started using them. The Kalishi for their points, I think they're undeniably the best pointed miniature for a troop. They should be a specialist. And I think that's a good indication of best troop when they should be a specialist. But, yep, close combat and ranged fights, movement of 2-3. Like, you can't ask for much more. But can you, Coach? Can you ask for much more? What did you choose?
Well, you guys know me that of course I'm going to ask for more. So, although I do agree with you two guys, the troop that I picked changed the way I played this faction because I was staunch doing it one way in version one. Then when version two came out with these guys, which is a new troop, it changed my whole outlook and perception of that faction. And that would have to be the Pathfinder. So the thing is, you know, I understand what you're saying about the Kalishi, but when a Kalishi starts across the board and you have a Pathfinder has you in your sights and you decide to tag it and I get up on that next level, hitting you with 6 or 7, you know, 7 dice and you have a 5-up save, I'm going to go with the Pathfinder. But when they do get into combat, it's going to be, you know, pretty one-sided. But the Pathfinder has just changed the way I make my list as far as an enforcer list. They're like the American Express card. You can't leave home without them. And I can't see running an enforcer list without them. So in my mind, that's why I think for me, the best troop would be the Pathfinder.
They were definitely my runner up. The Pathfinder are, once again, I don't like the way they look, and, but they are an amazing troop. And yeah, that tag made enforcer snipers redundant. You don't need an enforcer sniper when you got a few Pathfinders. It's like having a group of enforcer snipers. So,
right. That, well, look at it this way. I was like you. I was exactly the same, running 1 to 2 snipers. And since I've started playing version 2 and the Pathfinders come out, I haven't used a sniper in any game.
Yep.
Because, you know, we've gone over it in the enforcer one. If anybody's interested, go back. We did a comparison of Pathfinders and snipers, you know, enforcer snipers. And it just, they don't, the snipers now, don't hold a candle to the Pathfinders at all.
No, you're just wasting points that you have in it. Your troop tax is doing double duty.
Correct. And for 2 points more, you get two Pathfinders. So it's just
yeah.
I love them. It's no my favorite. Yep.
So, Georgie, open that envelope. Who is the winner?
Those were interesting choices. Now the envelope to see the overall best troop. Oh, and this reminds me of my favorite pet. The best overall troop is the Mobbies. Oh, I miss Fluffy. He was so cute. Rob, I don't know what to do anymore. I guess we gotta go up to the specialist now.
Okay, well, thank you, Georgie, and shame on you. Shame on you. So we're moving on to specialists. And favorite specialist? I'm making a stand with mine. I'm kind of making a you know what? I it's not the greatest specialist in the game. It's not even a – but that's the point. That is the point indeed. The Sorak is such an interesting model. It's one of the original. It should be a troop.
Is that a good sign of a good specialist? They're so bad they should be a troop?
They are gorgeous. I would love to be able to use them more and more. But as a specialist, they are redundant. There's the Rebs have so many better options with the Lancers and all like that. They're stuck with that stock the blaster, and they look so neat. Like it's I in a attempt to bring to shine light onto a injustice, to get onto a soapbox, if you will. I'm going to choose a specialist, the Sorak.
Oh, it's a political choice. I see it.
Political.
Yes.
And the blaster at this point, even with an FAQ out, still just basically knocks you off your feet.
Yeah. No damage. Yeah. And they took away the Sorak sword spawn.
That's the other thing. They gave him ceremonial blades, but they don't change the stats, which is fine. It's fine. The Sorak has certain stats. That's fine. Give him the ceremonial blades. He doesn't have a better fight stat because he's got, but they have the miniature with this. And it's such a, the sword spawn is such a great, great miniature. There's a lot of injustice. In fact, I'm propping myself up on my hands and lifting up my one leg over my head in a salute, a Black Panther-esque salute in order to, and I'm just going to stand here until they start playing the music and the lights go down.
Now, do you think the Sorak with the blades, do you think he has the ceremonial blades or the combat blades?
The combat blades. They're called combat blades for the Rebs.
Yeah, whatever.
No, they have both because, well, the Territon
the original one. Yeah.
Oh, because the ceremonial blades is the Territon one, and then the combat blades, you know, are I guess the knife ones. But you know what? You could probably take ceremonial blade. It doesn't say you can't.
But unfortunately, don't they fight on 6+ or something stupid?
Yeah, the original sword spawn, if you remember, had special abilities that made it a really formidable combatant in hand to hand, and it was. It really made its mark as a specialist if you wanted a hand to hand, and that's all version one. That's all in the distant past. And again, my arms are starting to get tired pretending they're Sorak arms, and my leg is getting tired pretending it's a Sorak arm, or vice versa.
Well, thank you, Jack, for that political statement. I don't think this is the place for that kind of thing, but well, to each their own, I guess. So free speech and all that. My specialist of choice, I think it's pretty obvious. I've droned on about how good these guys are. It is obviously the Asterion drone with pulse bombard.
Ooh.
Because man, I love that indirect. Man, it's evil to just knock about your deployment zones, and it is just mean. It's only useful for one or two rounds, but one of those one or two rounds, Jax felt it. They wipe out half your army. So it's, unless the board is against you, unless for some reason there's cover, like in the deployment zones, you're kicking some butt. And, yeah, that is my choice. The Asterion drone. What's your favorite, specialist?
I gotta tell you, you know, we were going through, I'm looking at my list the and I would have picked the Forge Guard because I love them. I love them so much. But honestly, if we're talking about fun and my favorite looking model, now the Stage 1A, he's got it going on. But my favorite Plague model and just good rules, good stats, good everything, and I just love the model. You got to go with the Plague Swarm. I picked the Plague Swarm. When I run the Plague, I always run one or two of them. He didn't make my super duper list, but he is really my favorite. Like, if you're just talking about fun, I just went with fun on this because honestly, there's so many good things, but I went with my favorite looking model as far as who I'm going to pick, and just the Plague Swarm, with the rats and the centipedes and a bunch of other stuff I can't even mention. But yeah, I just love it. And it was my favorite model to paint. So
really, because that's quite frankly one of the biggest disappointments in models that I had when I first got the game. But
really,
I like the centipedes. I took my two Plague Swarms and I chopped it all up and I took out all the slugs. I took out all the rats and I just made it centipede Medusa. But to each their own, I suppose.
Yep. Because Coach hates the Chovar Psychic, so.
Yeah, man. Why you guys step all over my thing, Jack, man?
Well, let's wait till the Mercs for the Chovar Psychic because it's going to make a...
all right. I will not be picking one on the protest.
Guys, I'm right here. Yep, that's what I thought. The best overall specialist is the Goblin Sniper, obviously. I'm thinking these guys just don't know about what they're talking about. But what do I know?
Well, thank you, Georgie. That's insightful. I've learned something. The audience has learned something. That is, thank you. Thank you. That winner is obviously the correct one. Next, we're going on to vehicles. Now, I am going to say that this is the first and probably the last time that this faction will ever be mentioned in a best of show.
Oh.
Mm.
I think that says it all. My favorite vehicle, the Tangle. Don't know why it's a vehicle, but goddamn, that's a fantastic looking model. If you're looking at that model with those rats, those strung up rats with the just barely covered with a piece of cloth and just like hunks of iron and stuff, if your pants don't start getting tight, like if it doesn't start to tingle where you pee, then you're dead inside.
So the tingle makes you tangle, or the tangle makes you tingle?
Oh,
ooh, alliteration! Yes, the tangle makes me tingle on my.
Thanks for clearing that up.
Yeah, in case anyone at home didn't know that I was talking about my genitals becoming engorged.
I like that Georgie jumped in on that one. I appreciate that. Thanks, Georgie.
It's a completely aesthetic situation. It's basically a Chovar Psychic, but in a size 4 frame. But boy, oh boy, is it ever a bold move by Mantic to throw that out there. Man, it's a gorgeous model. So, Rob, what's your vehicle choice?
There's a lot of choices, obviously. There's Striders, there's Iron Ancestors, there's things like that. But I went a different way because this vehicle, I'm currently building it. Again, I've built about 20 of them at this point, is the Enforcer Jet Bikes. They're a slick looking model, and I do enjoy them. And I think they're just they're sort of useful in the game. They're nice and fast. They have some downsides, obviously, but maybe not the. I wouldn't maybe put them very many lists. Certain lists, maybe, but I just like the look of them mostly. So yes, I chose the Enforcer Jet Bike. Plus, I'm modding them up, and we're going to maybe have some fun with Enforcer Jet Bikes in the future. So, Coach, vehicle-wise, what did you choose?
Well, I disagree with the Tangle because no Veerman shall pass these lips. And I like the Jet Bikes also but I don't know, man. I tried them a few times. I never had luck in Dead Zone with them. Maybe in Warpath they're a lot better, but not in Dead Zone. But I have to go, with the the best looking vehicle I can think of, just in my mind. And that would be the Iron Ancestor. Just, you know, and I like the one with the claw and the flamethrower in one hand and the melter gun in the other hand. Just that's my favorite one. Although those two you can't get anymore because they're like, they were resin and they came with the thing and they didn't come with the Kickstarter. But yeah, even with, I just finished the hammer and the autocannon one, and even that one looks great. So I'm going to go Iron Ancestor.
I just painted one of those as well.
Yep. Coach picking a dwarf. Who would have guessed it?
But yeah, I make a solid argument, man. That's, you know,
well, I even, as Striders like, go, they're the best.
I like them. I like them aesthetically better than the regular Striders. And I really like the regular Striders.
Oh yeah. I think we're all in agreement there. The Strider, that's one of the best kits to put together for just to make a nice looking kit, but to have options with the canopies and all like that. Mantic did that one up right. You get that box and anything you want to do with it within reason, you are able to do.
Yeah, I wish the Iron Ancestors had more options. That's the only reason I don't like the model that great, because I wish there, yeah, like you said, there was more arm options so you can have the double, what is it, the double autocannon that you can have and things like that.
Well, when I got the original one, I bought the Iron Ancestor and I got the kit. It came with the body, the that hammer, you know, the forge hammer. It came with the double autocannon. It also came with the magma blaster and a hand, like a two finger with a thumb, and yeah, underslung was the It Burns flamer.
Yeah.
But the thing was, is when we got our Kickstarters, we didn't get those.
No, so, it was just the standard one, yeah.
Right, and those were like the blue resin that came with the same as the monowheel, that mm-hmm, blue resin. So I don't know why it was blue resin. I mean, I love it. It came out really nice. You know, I put it on, but once you put a paint on it, it could be pink resin. It doesn't matter. Once you put paint,
it doesn't matter. Yeah.
But yeah, that's the one thing I was looking for, and it didn't have it. So, but yeah, I'm still going with it. Even without that, the Iron Ancestors is my man's.
Nice. Well, Georgie, what is your choice? I can only imagine.
And the winner of the best overall vehicle is... Oh my god, it's a tie! It's the Goblin Guntrek and the Stunbot. Yeah, Cousin Mike and Uncle Billy get an award. Next up is the Mercs. Jack, what's your nominee for best Merc?
Thank you, Georgie. The last and most controversial of the lists tonight now my nominee, my opinion is that this shouldn't even be a list. This should not be. The Mercs have not changed since nigh on a decade ago, and they're broken. And I choose one to protest.
Good.
so are we all in agreement? I know Jack is. Rob, are you in agreement that we will do this section under protest?
Under protest. I choose one Merc under protest.
Under protest. Correct. Well, Jack, who would that Merc be that you pick on the protest?
For the sake of comedy, I want to say the Chovar Psychic. But I can't.
I know you can't. There's no way you can. Go ahead.
I like the model. I do like the model. I think it's a dynamite looking little jellyfish like creature, and that is not where I have my problem with it. And I don't want to pick the Stanza. That just seems like the thing. So I'm gonna have to choose someone who I think is the murkiest Merc that ever murked. It's going to be Sergeant Hallett.
Oh, good choice.
Yeah, it is. I think it's scheduled for 2025. I think is when he's going to get his elite list. That's what they're saying on the website. So yeah, at that point, then we'll see. But for now, I'm going to go with Sergeant Hallett only because he was one of the first Mercs that we saw that he had a dynamic pose. Rob really was falling in love with the enforcers at the time. That love is now unrequited and is actually – there's broken hearts and there was some you know, there was a tough breakup. Yeah, there was a burning of a sweater, some old Valentines, all just in a bonfire, tears, weeping, like that big snot thing hanging out of his nose. But he was really, really, really interested in the Sergeant Howlett enforcer, the combat assault enforcers. And yeah, so that's my choice. It might not be the one that everyone makes or anyone else. But that's who I'm choosing. That's my nominee.
It's a good choice. That's a runner-up for me, for sure.
Oh. Well, then what do you think?
I was thinking Ogre Terminator. I love the look of that model also. I've never been able to use one. We don't actually own one yet. We are getting one with the I think we're getting one with Star Saga. But I think I'm going to choose, mostly because of the fluff, I think I'm going to choose Wrath. Because Wrath had a great story in the Containment Protocols. Please go back and we did do all the audio plays for Containment Protocols. And Wrath was his story of him murdering lots of Chovar psychics, which I think really made Coach fall in love with him. But yes, I think Wrath is my favorite. It's who I choose. And Coach, are you choosing Sergeant Howlett or Wrath? Because I know you love both of those guys.
I love Sergeant Howlett. Oh my God. When that came out, it was just awesome. He's doing that Iron Man superhero landing, breaking through the floor. Also, Wrath was he was the merc that we picked up at Adepticon the first year when we met Ronnie and we got it. But be that as it may, I have to pick my favorite model, a merc model, which right now he's not a merc anymore because I think they heard us talking about champions, but yeah, I'm going with Recon.
Mm. Oh,
Recon. I love that model. And also with the, Nexus Psi, he's a real badass with his rules and everything, but aesthetically Recon is just, he was my first merc because Wrath, I went to Andrew and Recon came to me. So he has a lot of sentimental value in there, but you know, I love the model.
Another good choice. I didn't choose him because he is an enforcer. But yeah, good old characters.
Those are some strong nominees, and I think surprising.
Yep.
Yes.
And the question is, who will be the winner overall? Georgie, please tell us who is the best merc.
This was a tough choice, and you all chose wrong. The best merc is Bomer. Yeah, Bunny. This brings us to the final award of the night. Best overall faction. Do we even have to hear what these schmucks have to say? These numbnuts, these whatever they are have to say? The producers say yes, so I guess we do. Jack, take it away.
Best overall faction. Well, thank you, Georgie, for enlightening us on who the best merc was, but I think for factions, I was a plague player. I'll be cold, dead in the ground before I recognize Veerman as a faction. So they broke my heart. They shattered my hopes and dreams. And,
yeah, because you were so excited about them. You had such high hopes that they were going to be your thing, and it was.
If I'm ever in a clock tower with a high powered rifle, I blame the Veerman. I blame the Veerman and possibly the voices I hear, but mostly the Veerman.
And no court in the land could convict you.
No, I agree, Coach. That is a good point. Any judge who saw the evidence would be walking out a free man.
Now, Jack, gun to your head, playing a faction, Marauders or Veerman?
Plague.
Oh,
plague.
I just pulled the trigger. That wasn't enough.
I would gladly of the two, if you had the gun to my head and said it had to be the Veerman or the I would take the Veerman.
Really?
Hands down. I love the model. I loved painting them. They look fantastic. They have they're on the verge of having a cohesive backstory that's kind of convoluted and weird right now. they're gonna streamline it. They're a faction that has not had two iterations yet. They haven't been able to, like, they're the alpha, like they're still like first go around on the stats, on the way the faction works, the way everything blends together. They have the possibility of going up and on to greater and better things. The orcs still look ridiculous. They're still cartoony and quite frankly, an insult to anyone with eyeballs. I'm on stage right now. You stay in the audience. See, look at Tom Hanks is looking at you right now going, come on. He's in the middle of something. Thanks, Tom. Thanks.
Hey, Tom, shut your goddamn mouth and let me.
What was I saying?
You're saying, oh, what's your favorite faction?
Oh, I was saying I envy blind people that they don't have to see the Marauders.
Oh,
but my favorite faction would be the Plague.
Yeah, okay.
All day long, all day strong. They are the ones that I am most comfortable with, that I've enjoyed aesthetically. I enjoy the backstory, and I have enjoyed playing. And I wish I hadn't started with the Plague, so I would have gotten more time playing other factions in early on. But I, much like the first girl that lets you get all balls deep, I'm forever in love. As romantic as that sounds, I'm sorry. I got a little misty eyed there. So, Rob, what about you? And we're running out of time, so please try and keep short.
Yeah, Mister, I'm talking for an hour. But if you would have told me that I would have chose this faction in version one, I would have laughed in your face because it would have been enforcers all day. But the enforcers have, as Jack said, they stomped on my heart. And they've left me a broken man. But a new faction has come along to pick me up out of the gutter and to give me a little hope. And that's the Astarians. Amazingly, the Astarians are now my favorite faction. I would never have thought that, but I enjoy playing them. I like the fluff for them. And I just, not even just for the Pulse Bombards and the Khaleesi. I just generally, I love the way they look. And I think they're such a fun group. And I do hope that they get some more stuff. I would like to have them get a Strider or some other vehicle, because right now they're pretty lacking in that. But other than that, the Astarians are my new girls. Yeah, baby, I love you. There was never anybody before you. And yep, it's the Astarians. So, Coach, I think we can guess, but please let us know. What is your favorite faction?
Oh, man. So, you know, we got two Kickstarters that just passed us by. We got a bunch of stuff, all new stuff, all this hoo-ha and whatnot. And I got to go with, you know, the Forge Father.
you fooled no one.
I got the battle group with the Warpath Kickstarter, and it just, more and more, I just, you know, I'm running out of stuff to paint, and I'm like, oh my God, what am I going to do? I got to get more Forge Fathers. But I like their fluff. I like the no-nonsense attitude of them in the fluff. I think we need more fluff when it comes to the Forge Fathers, more stories.
I think there's stories.
Yeah, Mr. Vierspick out there, or Chris Vierspick, the guy who wrote First Strike. Let's get some dwarves in there, man. Let's get some Forge Fathers in there. We need a little storytelling about them boys. But,
and a fun fike fact, Christopher Vierspick, who did that book, also did the story that Rob had mentioned about Wrath and killing his way to a bunch of Chovar so that's a pretty good tie-in.
I think that's just shows the how good of an author this guy is by killing Chovars and making Sergeant Rocka such a badass. But if I had it, it would definitely Enforcers, Plague. You know, just those are awesome, but when it comes down to it, it's the Forge Fathers all the way.
Excellent. And the question is, who do we think Georgie will open in that envelope?
Should we even throw it to Georgie or just not even bother.
Yeah, it's becoming a disappointment at this point, but I guess we have to throw it to Georgie. He is the MC of this whole shenanigans. So, Georgie, please, please, anybody but them.
Clay? Mysterians? Space dwarfs? No, guys, it's the Marauders. Are you guys blind? You know what? I can't handle this.
Okay, well, Georgie, that was fantastic. Thank you. Not only for being the MC, but your costume changes—they were—they were exceptional. I liked the—you looked dapper in your tuxedo. The sequined dress, also a plus. And yeah, next year you will not be doing it because you've been terrible.
Oh, it's true, but that's a little harsh.
I think the. We were very gracious in our nominees, but it seemed like the winners were a little bit, shall we say, biased.
It got political. It got political.
Yeah, I think there was either there was some money exchanging hands, or I don't know. Something was wrong there. We'll have to reevaluate our awards. We need that. What's that company that keeps those envelopes safe so nobody tampers with them? I think we need to hire somebody for that.
The post office.
Yes.
So that was a whole season done, guys. What do you think the team building exercise? How do you find this experiment went? No, nothing, guys.
I thought Jack was going to say something.
I was just kind of like tugging at the collar of my shirt and making like a grin, like that.
You don't like the team building exercises, Jack? You don't like building lists and talking about them?
You did get my letter of resignation, didn't you?
I did get an email during the show. I didn't know you'd send it during the show.
Yes, I was making a stand. But since you... Yeah, I liked it. It's fun. We were able to learn and banter and get some insight on things, and I think it not only would it improved our list building abilities, but also kind of gave some point counterpoint talk about otherwise maybe overlooked choices. I think it was helpful for us for sure. Hopefully the people at home also starting out think, oh, okay, you know what, I can. You know, hopefully we're informative as well as entertaining.
I'll tell you what, though. You know what? When I'll be honest. When we did this that 0.5 episode, remember the I think it was we were talking about the Pathfinders when they just came out, and then you got in touch with me and said, you know, we're thinking about doing an episode where we make lists and talk about them, and then we kind of brainstormed that one night, and we had, you know, the whole thing, and then Georgie popped up and all that. I mean, I just make lists left and right. You know, I sit on the iPad and make lists all the time. And I got to tell you, I appreciate you guys bringing me into the fold here and giving me another venue or another platform to just talk about Dead Zone and talk about the game itself and to explore what we're going on. So, you know, I thought this was a blast, man. I really liked it. And I know that we've gone through the whole gambit, the whole rule book, but I'm looking forward to what's coming up next, you know, as far as, you know, the different lists we're going to do. I think we're going to hit all the elite lists now that it's been cleared by the front office, now that there's a Plague Elite list. So, you know, I think I'm looking forward to a whole nother timeline of lists and another award show.
Yes.
I concur with everything everybody said. It was fun times, and these times will continue on. We'll do some more.
Mm-hmm. And certainly, if I could do one shout out, if I could say one thing, if I could hold on, stop the music. One thing, I just want to do a shout out to Menta Mechanica, the website that does the building the lists for Dead Zone. It makes I would not do this show if I had to do what I had to do for my best of list. Get the pencil and paper. I know Coach is on his iPad. He's loving it. And that's his thing. It makes the hairs on the back of his neck stand up. And it, this is me. Miserable. I was miserable, miserable, miserable. If you want a great, great, great online, it makes a PDF for you. There's no downloads. There's no coding. There's no – you don't need Angelina Jolie to break into a server for the Pentagon. It's just right there. There'll be a link somewhere. And we've mentioned this website I don't know how many times on the podcast, and at no point has he ever come out and said, oh, hey, that's me, or, you know, we've never – he's hidden in the shadows. Maybe it's Angelina Jolie breaking into the Pentagon. But I digress. Fantastic website, and I cannot recommend it enough, and I hope that nothing but the best for him and his hard work.
Yep, and he is accepting donations, so please, if you do have some extra money that you're not giving to any of us three people, do send him some money. At the bottom of the page there, he is accepting some stuff. So, yep, this is a great army builder, and it's so easy to use online. We can't thank him enough, and we do use it as our official army builder for a team building exercise when we post the PDFs. They are generated from his site. So thank you, dzone.mentummechanica.com. I think I actually said it right, but you can find the link in the show notes. And so that wraps us up. Do go to deadzonegame.podbean.com. Check us out. Also go to Family of Gamers 777 on YouTube. And Coach, I hear there's rumors you have a new show.
Yes, we do. Tyler from Dreadhead Zone and myself. The quote from Tyler was, two YouTube titans getting together and doing something. We've decided to start the Warpath podcast called The Third Sphere. Now, it is not Warpath-centric as far as the game. We're going to talk a lot about Firefight and Warpath, but it's going to be all things in the Warpath universe. So Dead Zone, Dreadball, Fluff, playing the games and all that stuff. So just taking what you guys have done here and just expanding upon it. So, you know, everything that has to do with Mantic's Warpath universe, we're going to talk about it. Also, you know, hit some hobbies, some interviews, Adepticon coverage, everything. We're just really looking forward to it. And if anyone's listening to this podcast right now, we would love for you guys to come over and just check us out. And it's at thethirdsphere.podbean.com. Also on iTunes, if you put in The Third Sphere Podcast, you will find it on iTunes. Third is spelled out T-H-I-R-D, not tree and then R-D. But yeah, we're having a blast. We got a lot of good ideas coming up, and I'm really looking forward to it. And it's really awesome that from Dead Zone the podcast and Family Gamers, I've been able to meet a lot of guys, and now me and Tyler met. We haven't actually physically met yet. We will do that in March. But just by going over the internet and our channels, we sparked this podcast that we started last month, and we're having a blast doing it. And I wish, you know, just like I said, everybody just come along and have a good time with us.
And fantastic.
And more Warpath, you know, more Mantic talk can't be bad. So,
yep, the more the merrier, that's for sure. And until our next season, I think we're going to take March off because we do have Adepticon, but we'll come back strong in April. We'll start season 2 with the elite lists. And we'll get back on this horse. Sound good?
Sounds good. We're going to keep that elite list a secret. So if you really want to find out what's up, show up in April.
Yep. And thank you, Georgie. We do make fun of you. You are our whipping boy. But we wouldn't do this without you. Thank you, Georgie. And until April, come back and listen to Team Building Exercise. And if you are at Adepticon, come find us. We'll be demoing Dead Zone, talking about Dead Zone. We'll be at the Mantic North, Mantic Night. We'll be probably around the Mantic booth. So please do find us and ask us why we pick certain people, and we'll try to explain why we like what we like.
Or don't, because we won't answer you anyway. So don't worry about it.
Thank you. And I've been Rob.
And I'm Jack.
And I'm Coach.
Bye bye.
Love you all.
Don't be a...
Oh, no. So, there you go. That was Coach from Family Gamer 777 and the other two numbnuts from the Dead Zone podcast. Now that they're done yapping, go out and play Dead Zone and prove these guys wrong. I wouldn't listen to them, but who do I know?